There goes 813, News Talk 1620. All right, so we have the Global Language Monitor out with their list of the most frequently used television terms this past season. It is topped by, well, we'll finish that in a minute. Here's your top 10. Ambush marketing. Okay. Number 9, crossover, I guess as in a crossover hit. Number 8, Chicago-style politics. Says in parentheses here, thanks to The Good Wife, the television show. No, how about thanks to Rahm Emanuel?
Yeah, how's really?
Why would we make it a TV show? Okay. Number 7, drama at 10. The whole Jay Leno debacle. All right.
Ah.
Okay. Rude, usually referring to Simon Cowell. Number 5 is nice, as applied to Betty White over 1.1 million times on Google. Number 4, reality, as in reality TV. Number 3, Guido. Okay, help me there.
Sorry.
There's Guido and Guidette, I guess.
Jersey Shore.
Oh, okay, all right. Number 2, most frequently used word, dysfunctional. But aren't we all?
Mm-hmm.
And number 1, BP spill cam. BP spill cam. That's according to the Global Language Monitor. I guess it's still out there. That camera's still there. Did they pull the camera up, or is it still there watching?
I don't know.
Just to see if something
leaks.
Later this month, Fort Worth, Texas, will have a brand new lavish hotel where guests will be able to lounge in the lap of luxury. It's called Spa Paws, and the pampered guests are not humans. They'd be dogs and cats. At the Spa Paws Hotel, owners can pay as much as $200 a night, so they're pets can sleep with a chenille and satin blanket while watching an 18-inch flat screen. Most expensive suites overlook an atrium that includes robotic squirrels.
Would work well from the movie Up.
Yeah.
It's our second robot reference of the day.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Well, we're fine. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. But you know what? I am really mad this morning.
Uh-oh. What could it be?
You know, I bought one of those lots out there at that Marymount place.
Okay.
And I tell you what, they won't let me move my trailer house out there.
Yeah, I bet they won't. Yeah. It'll leave roots. Don't want to be doing that. Remember that. I think gunite is not, you can't have gunite out there, you know, cinder blocks.
Right.
I believe that's part of the, they probably got some sort of a decree against that. All right, the Spa Post. Most expensive suites overlook the atrium. 20,000 square foot complex. Not just for fun and games, according to the Wall Street Journal. It also includes a wellness center where dogs and cats can heal their bodies and minds using Eastern medicine techniques. Of course they can. Yeah, they play that little flute and all that stuff. Right. $4.4 million luxury hotel. Latest example of the growing interest in providing luxury pet services in this industry, says one insider. Nothing is too outrageous anymore. Oh, sir or ma'am, there's so many things on a very long list that are no longer outrageous. After all, as long as we're not completely broke, U.S. Americans will continue to spend their money in these strangest ways. Joey Chestnut won another title over the weekend.
Yeah, burrito eating, right?
47 of them in 10 minutes.
I'm guessing those weren't monsters.
As at the New Mexico State Fair in Albuquerque. Previous record had been 33, so, I mean, he really did. It was a 4-ounce burrito. Added up to more than 11 pounds of beef, beans, and New Mexico green chilies. But, of course, it was no problem for the guy who wins that thing on the 4th of July. Okay, now here's the deal. Joey comes into Albuquerque and downs 47 burritos in 10 minutes. And how much do you think the prize money is for that?
Probably not near as much as you would think.
No, and that's my whole point. $1,500.
Oh, gosh.
I mean,
he probably paid more than that to get there.
Well, I figure they
Joey
paid his way.
Sponsorships, probably.
He may have had show money for that, but, I mean,
true.
Parents' money.
If somebody else had one.
Parents' money, is that what you said?
Yeah, parents,
I thought you said parents' money.
It could be that, too. $1,500 to win that. And, of course, he's got a burrito belt now, so, hey. Yeah?
Yeah, Joey definitely gets an appearance fee.
He's in the upper stratosphere. And
if I'd known it was you, I wouldn't have answered the phone, but go ahead.
I don't think that he's getting his due as one of the great athletes of our generation. Yeah. When you look at his record,
yeah.
What he's done.
Yeah, I agree.
This guy's at the top of his game.
Okay, right, all right.
He's the Matt Schaub of eating.
Okay. Yeah. Vetus Gerolaitis. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
He's the Tony Romo of eating.
There you are. Thanks. That's. God. We'd already spent too much time on that. All right. So, have you seen the commercial for Nissan's fully electric car called the Leaf?
With the polar bear?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw it last night.
Ad appears. A polar bear makes its way in from the melting ice, finds the guy driving the car, and then hugs him. Okay. So, now. Here's my thought. So we're going to transition now to fully electric vehicles, and we're going to have to obviously recharge them. We've got cell phones, iPods, GPS, what else, anything, laptops. So when is the first time that, you know, you forget to plug it in before you go to bed and you have to call in and say, I'm not going to be in for work for a while. I forgot to plug the car in last time. I mean.
Well, at least you wouldn't have to call in and say you couldn't get the garage door.
Oh, yeah, okay. Did you hear about the world's most expensive house selling? It's 819, by the way. The world's most expensive house, $305 million. It's in Monaco. 30 rooms, a spa, a movie theater, and some other luxuries.
Some other luxuries. But the real question.
Yeah.
Convenient to shopping in Texas A&M?
Not in Monaco, no. But again, probably with a satellite link, you could be convenient to just about any place. So what would you do? For instance, here's what some folks have done with their homes. Bill Gates. If you stay at his place, you get a chip so that every room you walk into will adjust to your preferred temperature. John Travolta, of course, he's a big fly guy. 7,500-foot private runway. Have you seen his house? It's been out. It's been on the internet. I mean, he's got room to park, I think, three jets there. And then he's got his, I think it's a 737.
If he can afford it, more power to him.
Donald Trump, in addition to three bomb shelters, Donald also has a 29-foot marble dining room table and his own 20,000-square-foot ballroom. So he can dance the night away. Jerry Seinfeld. Some people spend $200,000 on an entire home. Jerry spends that much per year on a vacation home property taxes. Did I mention it's got a baseball diamond? That's the vacation home. And Mariah Carey, her Manhattan triplex has a closet capable of holding 1,000 pairs of shoes. All those people, of course, just like us. Just like us. They probably have to scrub their sink. No, they probably don't. They probably have people to do that.
No.